Well, science may make some findings, and as a scientist myself, make some findings and may realize that some things may be good for some people in application of that science under a controlled system. But where you are not doing something under a controlled system, somebody may say that uranium may be good because uranium generates power. But should we legalize it for everybody to use? That is another debate. So you have to look at it, how it affects the generality of people and how people can be able to cohere with it if should make it open for all. Because we know, even with simple painkillers, people abuse the use of it. So when something can lead to somebody's health being affected, one will have to be careful. I think we must have a controlling measure on things like that.
The executive director of the Narcotics Control Board, Mike Addo, said the position of the organization is not about legalizing marijuana, but decriminalizing it.
What we are saying is not about legalization. We are talking about decriminalization. Decriminalization in the sense that if somebody uses the substance, he is not a criminal. The fact that somebody has smoked Indian hemp doesn't make him necessarily a criminal. That is what we want everybody to know. We are not saying that we are legalizing weed. That is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that it should be decriminalized. That you see somebody with a joint, and then that person is a criminal and should be put to prison. That is what we want to avoid. The person is sick. The person needs help. The person must be treated. That is all we want to do, and we are saying. So it is not about legalizing it, trading in it, and all sorts of things. You know, at the same time that we are talking about decriminalization, we are saying that those who cultivate it and those who trade in it should have serious punishment. We are increasing the punishment to that.
That was the executive director of the Narcotics Control Board, Mike Addo.